time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Inc. Today, we are going to find our grit in our voice. Instead of visiting a zoo, which can be disconcerting because of the captive animals, I can get you your roar in less time than it takes to park your car and for under 10 bucks. So don't waste another moment staring into the cages of sad earthlings to find your voice. Join me for your vocal expression of grit. When was the last time you raised your voice? Some examples might be at your naughty kids, your husband's transgression, the contractor that didn't deliver on his promises, the barista's lack of consistency, your boss for his lack of communication. Okay, think about how often you have actually spoken up. Like a megaphone, there are tools out there to help us amplify our voices, and for a good reason. But also like a megaphone, most folks only use them a couple of times, if ever. Sadly, for many, if not the majority of folks, a voice is not something we possess. And this leads to oppression, acts of violation, regret, and censorship of expression. To get your voice, we have to first be unafraid of what our voice sounds like. Here's how. Find yourself a little privacy, take a deep breath, and start shouting the word no. Ready? 1, 2, 3, no. Again, no. One more time for good measure, no. And do it again and again and again. How did that feel? Words that should come to mind would be empowering or a synonym thereof. Then you are all set. If the words embarrassing or an emotion like that pop up, keep doing it until it feels comfortable and powerful. It won't hurt anyone. If anything, you will be helping yourself to get your grit and your voice and inspire others. So get your rebel yell on, y'all. My pro tip. I have been pegged numerous times as being opinionated and outspoken and even overbearing. This is partly due to three elements. I am Greek, I am from Brooklyn, and I am a woman. It is most difficult to tamper down at the behest of anyone. And nor do I plan to. Rarely, if ever, have I regretted using my voice. It may seem to make folks uncomfortable, but in the end, you are left with an authentic existence. And before I lose my voice, I would rather crow all day long. Time for a movie motivation. This might be a surprise for you, but The Grittiest of Films is one of the most beloved and well-known fairy tales. This film is a story about a girl who was verbally abused by her stepmother and made to slave about the house. She was kept as a shut-in and was not allowed to join the family to parties. In the end, she finds her Prince Charming as Cinderella is gifted a chariot and a gown and glass slippers to attend the ball the royals were throwing in search of a new princess. Cinderella is an inspiration to us all that grit can be manifested from the cinders of a fireplace and parlayed into a life of happily ever after. To learn more about grit and how Claire Coder of On Flow uses her millennial force for corporate success, listen to the U-Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCBE.org or 90.5 FM at 2:30 p.m. Saturdays. And this week with our guest host and fellow millennial, Lauren Barnett. And of course, you can catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.